Young Jeffrey's coming to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who we'll put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke today.
Lovely.
All right. Get to do your shockies. Get your shockies in. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
For the last 43 years, Chapman University does an annual survey asking Americans for their biggest fears in the world today. Participants are asked about topics ranging from crime to animals to natural disasters, and they just came out with their newest edition of top fears Americans have. Number 4 is identity theft. 37% of Americans have that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, you would
had it happen. I kind of enjoyed it though.
No,
it's cool to try to track the guy down.
Number 3 is water and air pollution. It's about 50% of Americans. Number 2, getting bad health care. What is the number 1 fear Americans have right now, with 74% saying they're afraid of this?
Okay, so my first thought is North Korea.
That's a good, that's valid.
Nuclear war. My second thought is your cell phone dying.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That actually probably is it.
It
that's
is
worse than
a fear. No,
is crazy that I'm putting both of those on the same plane.
Well, that's the only reason I'm scared of nuclear fallout is what happens if there is a bomb. And like the cell towers, it's going to affect cell service for sure.
No, but that's a real fear. I just bought a $50 charger in the airport because I was worried
$50?
Before my flight that it was going to die and there was no other chargers.
But
so
what
like,
would happen if it did die?
I wouldn't have any
Who
sound
know,
or
don't
music
let it
anything.
Die because you don't want to know what will happen.
No, Wi-Fi, exactly. I don't know that world. I don't want to experience that.
You used to live in that world.
I don't remember those times.
Okay.
You
it was
shouldn't.
Like 4 years ago.
You blocked it out because it was terrible.
Okay, what else is going on in the country that would be really scary besides those two things?
Something that everybody's scared of.
They were all serious things, too.
Yeah, right. Huh. Like identity theft.
Yeah.
I just don't think nuclear war is that, like, I think we say, oh, that's scary, and then we forget about it.
Yeah. Kind of like natural disasters are like, oh, major earthquake.
Oh, natural disasters aren't on the list. That's actually pretty good.
I know this one might not seem like a big concern, but heat rash.
What? Are you getting
you ever
heat
think
rash?
About that? I don't know. I don't know, but I don't want it.
Why would anyone think about that? Especially in the winter.
But you're scared now, aren't you?
No.
No, not at all.
And hint, the number one fear Americans have right now has been the same top fear for the last 4 years running.
Heat rash.
So it's not going to be North Korea. I'm going to go cell phone dying.
Cell phone dying.
Yeah, dead cell phone is, I think, the number one fear of Americans.
Okay.
According to Chapman University's annual survey, the top fears that Americans have right now are as follows. Number 4 is identity theft. Number 3, water and air pollution. Number 2, getting bad health care. And number 1, for the 4th year in a row, 74% of Americans say that they are afraid of corrupt government officials.
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense.
Isn't that all government officials? You're just scared.
That was only 4 years. That should be like the last 20 years.
Exactly.
Or 100 years.
Scared of politicians.
Right. Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got it wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Ooh.
So Brooke will
in the polluted air.
Sing that. Yeah, polluted, horrible air. All right, whenever you're ready.
And I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yeah.
Ozone.
Ozone.
Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Today's show was produced by Steve Smarty Pants Boyd and Jeff Shardy Pants DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.